This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. On this weekend's program, the topic of conversation is the Summer Repertory Theater at Blackburn College and its presentation of the musical Annie. Joining me on the program are Dan Fleischer, director, Dr. David Solish, guest artist, and Ashton Burdell, the actor who plays the part of Annie. You're the director, Dan, so tell us a little bit about Annie. I'm sure people probably are familiar with Annie, but from your aspect.
Certainly. Well, thanks for having us. Annie is something that I never in my life would have thought I would have directed. Everyone, including myself, typically thinks of this cute little girl, this cute little song, and it's tough to get past that because it's so saccharine sweet. However, enough people asked me about it, I decided to give it a chance. I started listening to the music. There are some really funny numbers in it. Being a father, there are some very heartfelt numbers in it as well. And looking at the talent that of people who have been on stage and have redone the show as movies is some extraordinary talent that has done this. Tony Award winners, Oscar winners. I did a little bit more looking and discovered for myself that this is a retelling of Charles Dickens' Oliver. Did a little more digging, and this show actually has quite a bit to it. It is far more than A Cute Little Girl and A Cute Little Song, although it does have that. Very well played by Ashton Burdell in the title role. But the humor, the dance, the compassion is far beyond what people would expect just by what the common understanding of the show is. So I think it's something that's well worth doing, and we've got a phenomenal cast put together. And I think it's something that everybody in the area would enjoy.
And your cast this year includes a four-legged animal, correct?
Yes, it does. This is the first time, I believe, that we've had something other than a human on stage for Summer Repertory Theater. We have a dog that's trained as a service animal. Her name is Bev. Her handler is Judy Williams from Jacksonville, Illinois. And Bev was actually, she was reprising her role of Sandy as she did in 2010 when she played this role in Springfield at the Muni Theater there.
Ashton Burdell plays the part of Annie. And Ashton, could you tell us, it's my understanding you've played Annie before, and what is some of your acting experience?
Yes, I've been in two Muni shows. I was actually in Annie and Muni 2010 with actually our dog that's playing Sandy, Bev. And I was in The Wizard of Oz. And I've been in an STC show. And I was in Dear Edwina Jr. And then I was also in Summer Repertory Theater in Sound Music. And I played Brigitte. And then I was also recently, I was in my GMS musical. And they did Fiddler on the Roof and I was Hoddle. So, yes.
Now, how did you come to get the part of Annie?
I auditioned. And then I got a call back. And then I was casted in it.
Tell us a little bit about your portrayal of Annie as far as this particular presentation.
Annie is a very bubbly person, you know, like me. And she says it like it is.
David, you're in this presentation as an actor this time, guest artist. You've done this actually professionally. And let's talk about your part as Daddy Warbucks in the presentation of Annie.
Sure. This is the first time here in Carlinville that I actually was cast to act. A long time ago, about a year ago, I was asked by Dan to be the guest artist in the show and sort of help with the other actors and bring some professionalism to the show and mold things. So this is the third time I've done Daddy Warbucks, and he's really kind of stern and very much business for the first part of the show until he meets the bubbly Annie, and then she softens his heart and he does everything he can for her as she looks for her lost parents and everything, and finally ends up adopting her and starting a new family.
And there's another Solish in this presentation. Maybe you could just go into that for a moment. Also a guest artist.
Kelsey is my wife and of 3 months now. And she is a professional actor as well. She did her professional debut last summer in West Virginia. And she is playing the part of Grace, my secretary, who ends up being my love interest. So it works out.
Dan, something a little different this year that maybe we could talk about. As far as Annie, this year you have a sponsor for your presentations, and maybe you could talk about that affiliation.
Yes, this last year we had the idea to start selling ads for our program so that people could not only show their support, so the businesses could not only show their support for the theater, but they could put their ads out there as well. This year we have, as a corporate sponsor for the entire season, Springfield Clinic. We're very fortunate to have them on board. They have sponsored a number of shows up in the Springfield area where they are based. Springfield Clinic also has a branch office here in Carlinville, and they decided that it would be a good opportunity for them to support a local outlet as well.
When you have a sponsor, does that help when you select cast, crew, and how things go? Does that make it better?
It gives us more freedom financially. It does not have any bearing on the casting, but the fact that businesses are willing to put in an ad and support the theater in that way and purchasing the ad, that does give us a lot more financial freedom to with props, with sets, with stretching our imagination in the way that we stage the shows.
Now, this year is quite a big cast, and maybe you'd just like to talk a little bit about the assembly of this and how it went from the beginning of auditions up to now, and even the crew that helped support.
Certainly. We had over 100 people try out for this show, and we haven't had that many people try out for a show since Music Man in 2008. There were so many talented people I couldn't cast that it was kind of heartbreaking, but when I think that people, when they do see the show, will understand the level of talent that is on stage and the combinations of people that we have. There were several people who could have played any number of roles, but I believe this is the best combination, best ensemble for the entire show. Daddy Warbucks, being played by David Solish, is the only role that was pre-cast. Everything else was an open audition. They showed me what they had. Many people were called back, and I was thrilled to come up with the cast list that I finally did.
And we're going to get to ticket information and dates and times of the shows, but first you have some other projects, and we thought we'd take just a few minutes to talk about what's coming up.
Certainly. The Summer Repertory Theater is more than just a summer show. We have the opportunity this year to have David Solish put on a one-man play July 13th, 14th, and 15th. The name of that play is Bully. It's a one-man show about the life and times of Teddy Roosevelt, which in this political season I think is going to carry a lot of interest for people. We have returning this year our geriatric theater, dinner theater, that's August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And Nutcracker is returning again after a two-year hiatus. We will be performing that sometime in December. We haven't selected the dates yet, though.
And now, performance times and dates, and where can you get tickets?
Certainly. For Annie, we have tickets on sale now at CNB Bank and Trust in Carlinville. Also in Carlinville, we are selling tickets at Market on the Square and the Carlinville Public Library. You can also get tickets at the door the day of the show. The show times and dates are June 22nd and 23rd at 7:30, June 24th at 2 p.m., the following weekend, our closing weekend, is June 29th and 30th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, July 1st at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students with a valid ID. And, of course, we have free parking at all of our shows.
And we'd like to thank Dan Fleischer, Dr. David Solish, and Ashton Burdell for joining us on Around Macoupin County. You can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.